USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The Biden administration is squashing claims that authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The word comes from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
Jean-Pierre also criticized a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking the Biden administration's policy of releasing some migrants crossing the border on parole. She said the Justice Department will fight the ruling and added the administration's using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. I'm Karen Sloan.
Authorities in Laguna Heights, Texas report at least two deaths and widespread damage from a tornado that hit the community near Brownsville around 4 o'clock this morning. A number of other injuries have been reported. Emergency crews are going door to door to check for possible victims. Lori Vallow Daybell has been found guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife. A jury in Boise, Idaho, returned the guilty verdict in the so-called Doomsday Cult case. Prosecutors say Vallow Daybell and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs. She's also charged in Arizona for the death of her first husband. The search for two hikers in Denali is being scaled back after authorities said their survival is no longer possible.
Eli Michael of Indiana and Nafiun Awal from Seattle were last heard from on May 5th and reported missing on Sunday. The climbers are believed to have been swept off a mountain by an avalanche sometime last week. It's determined both hikers have likely died.
That's Ryan Daniels reporting. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Congressional Budget Office in a new report says there is, quote, significant risk the U.S. could default on its debt within the first 2 weeks of June without an increase of the debt ceiling. Democrats and Republicans are at odds over how to raise the debt ceiling, with House Republicans demanding steep cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the borrowing limit. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden.
The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for controllable flight delays or cancellations.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that, from you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket. You deserve to be fully compensated.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond just refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation. A new website has been launched to help travelers determine the correct amount of compensation for each airline. I'm John Schaefer.
Tesla owners are filing a class action lawsuit against the company, claiming its automatic software updates deplete their car's batteries or even leave them not working at all.
Owners of the Model S and Model X cars say the updates happened without warning and reduced the electric vehicle's driving range by at least 20%. The claim says some owners needed to spend as much as $15,000 to purchase a new battery to fix the issue. I'm Brian Shook.
And GM is calling nearly 1 million vehicles due to faulty airbags. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.